I would be delighted to be proven wrong. It's Wednesday, and this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, coming to you from Riverside, California, podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Welcome. This is the daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year, and today we're reading the Psalms. We'll be in chapters 99 through 101. As has become our custom, I'll give you a brief introduction before each psalm, and I'll have some comments after the reading. Today's title is Inside Outside. The show notes page for today's episode is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E231. My email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'd love to hear from you. Let's get started. Psalm 99 is another psalm that has no title or author attribution. About Psalm 99, commentator Derek Kidner wrote, "Here, after the carefree delight of Psalm 98, we recollect how exalted and holy he is, and how profound is the reverence we owe him." Psalms chapter 99. The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He is enthroned above the cherubim, let the earth shake. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is exalted above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he. The strength of the king loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept his testimonies and the statute that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, and yet an avenger of their evil deeds. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for holy is the Lord our God. The title of Psalm 100 is A Psalm of Thanksgiving, and perhaps surprisingly, it's the only psalm with this title. I especially like what G. Campbell Morgan said about Psalm 100. It is jubilant with confidence for the whole earth as it contemplates the glory of that earth when all its people are submitted to the reign of Jehovah. Oh, beloved, won't that be glorious? Psalms chapter 100. Shout to the Lord with joy, everyone on earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come to him with songs of joy. I want you to realize that the Lord is good. He made us, and we belong to him. We are his people. We are the sheep belonging to his flock. Give thanks as you enter the gates of his temple. Give praise as you enter its courtyards. Give thanks to him and praise his name. The Lord is good. His faithful love continues forever. It will last for all time to come. The title of Psalm 101 is A Psalm of David. This psalm may have been written just after David became king. Listen to what Alexander McLaren wrote. He had but recently ascended to the throne. The abuses and confusions of Saul's last troubled years had to be reformed. The new king felt that he was God's viceroy, and here he declares what he will strive to make his monarchy, a copy of God's. And James Montgomery Boyce wrote this, "I was startled to find that Martin Luther had done an exposition of the psalm that ran to 80 pages. The reason I discovered is that he was deeply concerned about civil government and wanted to expound the psalm as a listing of qualities toward which every Christian prince or magistrate should strive." Beloved, would that leaders today, at all levels, should aspire to this kind of administration. Psalms chapter 101. I will sing about your love and fairness. Lord, I will sing praise to you. I will be careful to lead a life that is without blame. When will you come and help me? I will lead a life that is without blame in my house. I won't look at anything that is evil. I hate the acts of people who aren't faithful to you. I don't even want people like that around me. I will stay away from those whose hearts are twisted. I don't want to have anything to do with evil. I will get rid of anyone who tells lies about his neighbor in secret. I won't put up with anyone whose eyes and heart are proud. I will look with favor on the faithful people in the land. They will live with me.
Those whose lives are without blame will serve me. No one who lies and cheats will live in my house. No one who tells lies will serve me. Every morning I will get rid of all the sinful people in the land. I will remove from the city of the Lord everyone who does what is evil."
In chapter 101, verse 2, David wrote, "I will be careful to lead a life that is without blame. When will you come and help me? In my own home, I will lead a life that is without blame." As I've already said before we read this chapter, wouldn't it be great if leaders today made this their goal? Beloved, I believe that we need to pray that God would move in the hearts of our local leaders, our state or province leaders, and our national leaders. Beloved, no matter where you're hearing this, pray for your leaders. When God gets a hold of them or moves new, godly people into their spots, we'll begin to see changes for the good around the world. Yes, you've heard me say many times, I believe that we're in the end times, but I would be delighted to be proven wrong. If God chooses to move on the hearts of people around the world, if we were to see a new and fresh awakening, a monumental revival, I would be thrilled beyond words. Grant it, Lord. Grant it. In Jesus' name. But even if that doesn't happen, we can still make that our goal. David said, "In my own home, I will lead a life that is without blame." You know, sometimes people live much different lives inside their homes than they do outside. They show a smiling, everything is right with the world, Christian facade to the world, but at home, they're the exact opposite. Don't be that way, beloved. Don't be a hypocrite. If you truly love the Lord but don't act like it at home, then I would encourage you to take a hard look at why you act this way. Are you stressed because of work or bills or family problems? Well, let me ask you this. Have you taken your problems to the Lord and laid them at His feet, only to pick them up again? Maybe you need help from your pastor or a trusted friend or a counselor. Listen, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Everybody needs help from time to time. It's okay. If you need help, get it. Galatians 5:22 through 26 has a lot to say about how we should behave. It says, "But the fruit the Holy Spirit produces is love, joy, and peace. It is being patient, kind, and good. It is being faithful and gentle and having control of oneself. There is no law against things of that kind. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed their sinful desires to His cross. They don't want these things anymore. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become proud. Let us not make each other angry. Let us not want what belongs to others." Beloved, as we go about our days, the fruit of the Spirit should flow from us whether we're inside or outside of our homes. Jesus said that they will know we are Christians by our love for one another. Well, let's pray that we will mature as believers to the point that people truly see Jesus in us. I would sure like to hear what you think. Go on over to lifespringmedia.com/S12E231. Scroll to the bottom of that page and then let me know what you're thinking. There's a box there that you can put your comments into. Proverbs 19 will be our reading tomorrow.
Boost.
We have an executive producer today. John came in with his monthly $50 executive producer donation. Thank you, John, so much, and God bless you. You know, you can help support the show and ensure that it keeps coming to you every day by going to lifespringmedia.com/support and making a donation. You can sign up for a weekly, monthly, or quarterly donation, or just make a one-time donation. It's all about value for value, supporting the show with time, talent, or treasure if you get something from it, in the measure that you receive it, in an amount that means something to you. I can't say what that is, only you can. For some people, $5 might be a lot. Others can do more. Do what makes sense to you. Pray about it. Ask the Lord what He would have you do. Then go to lifespringmedia.com/support and do it. I'll thank you, and I think God will bless you for it. And John, thanks again, brother, for your support. God bless you. On this date in church history, April 20th, 1759, George Frederick Handel passed away. He, of course, was the German-born English composer. Of his religious compositions, the most famous are his Messiah oratorio and several hymn tunes, including While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks by Night, Joy to the World, and Thine Be the Glory, Risen Conquering Son. And on this date in church history, April 20th, 1952. 3 years after the 1949 revolution that established the People's Republic of China, evangelical leader Watchman Nee was arrested by the Chinese government and imprisoned for trumped-up charges of corrupt business practices. He spent nearly all of his last 20 years in prison. If you've never read Watchman Nee, I highly recommend you pick up one of his books and do so. And Nee is spelled N-E-E, Watchman Nee. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for psalms of praise like we read today. They teach us how to praise you, and they remind us of all the things that you are and that you have done and the things that you do and will do. They remind us that you indeed are worthy of praise. We do have reason to shout joyfully and serve you with gladness. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that you would raise up leaders around the world that would turn to you for guidance and for godly principles to rule by like David did. We pray for a revival the likes of which have never been seen, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for our failure to stand up for you and to be salt and light. Give us opportunities to share the gospel. Use us to bring glory to your name, and may the fruit of the Spirit be shown in our lives. Lord, I thank you for each one who's listening right now, who you've brought into the LifeSpring family. No one is here by accident. You've called them here, and I thank you for that. I pray that you would take what they hear on the show and use it for your kingdom. I pray, God, that you would bless each one in the LifeSpring family today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've got prayer requests or praises, go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and fill out that form there. I'll pray for you in my private prayer time, and we'll pray together on the show. Beloved, if you enjoy the show, then I'll bet you know somebody else who would also enjoy it. Share the show. Comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E231 or email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Support the show, if you would, please, at lifespringmedia.com/support. Thanks to Kirsty for putting the newsletter together each week. You can sign up for that at news.lifespringmedia.com. And thank you to Sean of
San Pedro
for doing the chapters for every episode. They're donating time and talent, and I'm so thankful for their help. And thanks again to executive producer John for his donation of treasure to bring this episode to you. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. It was great to see you today. My name is Steve Webb. See you tomorrow. Bye.